we now start, just in time.
Hello, I am Erin, as you can see here, and this is my first time I'm giving a talk. So let's begin talking. Okay. To talk about Wieland compositors. So here you can see. I'm Erin. I work at Turris, Tzenik. You can see my work, GitLab, if you want to see stuff. There is source code related to this talk on there as well. If you want to stalk me, there are websites where you can text me, probably. So let's begin. I have to say, disclaimer, I will be talking about Wieland. I'm not paid by IBM or Red Hat to shill it. I also do not use any generative AI, so you will see that graphical design is my passion. And the license, you can see. Okay. Okay. Long time ago, before probably I was even born, there was only X11 on Linux, even before X11, X386. And you had this one big X11 server. You had an application communicating with it using the protocol. If you want to do some compositing, you had extra program for the compositing. And you probably want a window manager, because using X without a window manager is kind of pain. In the X server, you had drivers specific for your graphical device, input stuff, and that was kind of tedious, so there were a lot of restructuring done. We have now in the kernel DRM responsible for rendering stuff. You have a Mesa project implementing graphics APIs programs can use, KMS for mode setting, so yeah, and FDF in a kernel for events. X11 so to use that. But yeah, you still have the separate window manager compositor application thing running with the one big X11 server, which is a design from the 80s. I've read. Does anyone know the handbook for Unix haters? Yeah, even then, XORG was criticized. So nothing new. But then we got this Wieland, and Wieland compositor is like not one Wieland compositor, just the arrow between the Wieland compositor and application is the Wieland. This is probably your normal desktop stack. It's the desktop stack I run on this computer. But as we will see later, you don't have to run it in this way. So we eliminated all the separate components, the big X server with the old Arkane APIs, and just using this. So, first of all, desktop dev on embedded. Like I said before, I work at Turris. We do open source routers, and we have a new one. There is a display, there is a D-pad you can use for navigation, it's just arrow keys. And by the way, the back button from the left, like if you look on the front, is F1 key. And it runs Turris OS, which is a system based on OpenWRT. And on OpenWRT, there ain't many things related to GUIs. Actually, good surprise, they have a repository with GUI stuff, but most of the things are outdated or missing. Like, I think the Wieland protocols are like 6 years old. I couldn't even run a terminal on it. And there's also no proper UDA thing. There is a libudev0, and you can look at the repo if you love conspiracy theories about systemd. There is like on the README a nice way to explaining that UDEF was created in this way, so it's hard for people to use and some vendor lock-in and stuff. It's kind of fun. So when I started working at Turris, it's quite recent, like a bit under half a year ago, I got tasked with working for the display control thing. And we have a graphical application. It's using the Slint Rust GUI framework, and it uses directly DRM for rendering. One thing, the backend is bugged, or at least was at the time, and it really, really ate a lot of CPU cycles. And also, we wanted to implement an Easter egg in the form of a little minigame. That was an issue because implementing in the GUI application of Slint something which isn't made of the basic components is painful. Also, for conference in Prague Linux Days, we wanted to demo a Doom because can it run Doom? And all these things. And as we are friendly towards user customization, we wanted a nice way for users to actually run their own programs on the display. And doing that with DRM is painful. You have to use a GUI toolkit which supports that thing if you want to use that. Then application switching is literal hell. So I was like, I will make a Wayland compositor. So the control program for the screen is called Peacocker. So I named it Peacomp. It's just like over 1,000 lines of Rust. It uses the Smithy library. And it's pretty lightweight. It currently supports running only one window. Like, not one window, but it will just stack them on top of each other. You can easily switch them, which I would like to fix at some point. Currently, we just run one program on it, excluding Easter egg, but you can do what you want. And so I have to proudly say that we make a gaming router. This is a pretty general purpose compositor still. So we can look at more domain specific use cases. Do you know this computer? Me and a friend, we went to a store like when I sell old stuff, and I saw this computer. It's really pretty. So I bought it home, installed Chimera Linux on it. It supports 32-bit PowerPC, and unlike Debian, the support is actually working. The last time I tried Debian, installing, I think, Network Manager, I wanted to uninstall systemd and the kernel as well. It was kind of fun. And it runs, it has the ATA Rage 128 Pro GPU, which is AGP, Advanced Graphic Port. And I found out there is no really a DRM driver in the kernel for it. I just have the frame buffer device. I could use the DRM driver for the open firmware frame buffer, but it wasn't doing well. So I was like, yeah, okay. I again use the Smithy library and just write a compositor. And the nice thing about Wayland is very easy compositor nesting. You just implement your compositor with a Wayland as a backend. So I wrote it. It's not complete yet. I had some issues with 32-bit atomics on the platform. But yeah, and I can run a GNOME shell inside it. Not that I want to run a GNOME shell on that computer. So our example, there is a WAPAP. Anyone here uses Excel and forwarding over SSH? Yeah. The fun thing is, many people say, oh, we now have a Wayland. We can't do Excel and forwarding. Like, we would have to copy the entire frame buffer to a computer. Okay. You do that mostly with Excel as well, because maybe except Xterm and all the OG X software. As far as I know, all the GUI frameworks we nowadays use still just take a frame buffer and render the things themselves, so you have to do it anyways. So there is a WayPipe which forwards Wayland messages, serializes the buffers. We use it with development because I have the router lying on the desk. I wrote a really cursed script for cross-compiling it, and And yeah, then it just runs over SSH, and I have it on my screen, can interact with it. Sadly, as I don't think I managed to get FFmpeg running on it well, so it's really slow. Okay, so next thing. When I first started programming, I went to a programming course, and we were using Bol and Delphi. And it had a nice thing for GUI design. When I then went to using things at Linux, writing for GTK2 and GTK3, there were graphic designers, you can just click your stuff in. But when GTK4 came, it was not very well done. And we had this project called Kambalash. I don't know how to read it, sorry. And I was kind of surprised that it renders the UI file you made in it by just running a one compositor as a GTK widget using Casilda. So you can embed Wildland in your programs if you want. And last thing from this category, I recently read on Foronix that I don't know who proposed that to have an option to switch kernel virtual terminal, like on runtime. That Fedora in the next release wants to use KMS con instead of the BT102 emulated by the Linux kernel. Well, there were plans for that, I don't know, Red D's mailings 13 years ago, and there were many proposals how to do it. And one of them was running Wildland Compositor as the root thing. If you study the Wayland docs, there are actually some entries about something called a system compositor. It was funny, I've never found anything else about it except on the Wayland, I don't know, specification page, where you could then deprecate the VTs entirely and just use the Wayland compositor. If you just want to have your console, you can just run, I don't know, foot like we do on the Terese Omnia NG. If you run from the menu application, which requires a console, there's a setting for it, it spawns a foot terminal. Well, that's redundant. And you can do that. Or you have the Wayland compositor nesting, and you could run your normal session compositor inside it. I wouldn't recommend it nowadays, because most compositors are really designed to run on your system directly. And the Wayland backends are mostly for development. And also, it would require having a Wayland compositor for the entire system, which does a lot of stuff. So the idea really didn't get well, but yeah, you can see an example of that. So now I just have to wait for the slides to load on my computer as well. Okay, we can look at how we can implement one. Anyone here try to make a Wayland compositor? Yeah. So there are several options if we do not want to make it completely ourselves. Actually, I know a person who went to make some Wayland library which, I don't know, pre-allocated some buffers, and then except for stuff that needed for the new clients and stuff, try to minimize that. I don't know how the project went. But yeah, I used Smithy, written in Rust. It's used for NIRI, Cosmic, or RPComp. It's pretty easy to use. You can have your compositor object and just implement traits for it, which implements the protocol, and it kind of works. Nice. Then you have the probably one of the older ones, WL Roots, originally made for Sway, is written in C and is also used in the Casilda, in the widget, or FOC, if anyone here uses PostMarketos and stuff, generally Linux, with desktop Linux and phone, that's a compositor used in FOSH, or one of the OG ones, LibWestern, the reference implementation for that. It, I think, also is nice if you want to do some more, you want a compositor which is kind of done and you just want to have some your own logic on top of that. So I had edits also used in embedded stuff. Or remember the Canonical thing that Canonical was like, oh yeah, let's reimplement how would the Linux user space. We will make our own graphics protocol. We will make our own desktop environment, which didn't really go well. They made a display protocol called Mir. I think I tried it once. Really, that was useful, but they turned it into Wineland Compositor now. Used in Miracle and Mirrorway, and from my head, it's more like a complete product. You just implement some policies, so probably the developer experience should be more close to making specific window managers for Wineland than for than just making your own compositor from the scratch. And for what you say about the core, about Wineland protocol on the embedded, what's nice about that is you have just these protocols, which are the core Wineland. That's what makes the base of Wineland. It's not really much. The nesting compositor I did was like 640 lines of Rust. You don't have to, when you make embedded things, to use the DRM directly. You can just shove a little Wineland compositor, which just does one thing you need. You don't need to run entire X11 on it. And I don't think there is like packaging for OpenWRT with X11, and I am not going to make it. For sure, this was pretty much easier thing, but if you want to run something on it, most applications just won't work. Like Food Terminal requires some extensions. So we also have some extra extensions like XDG Shell, which implements the notion of windowing and stuff. We deprecated the WL Shell one. Then you have like extensions like Session Log. Ever managed to, if you use some lock, external lock program for a Wineland session, when it crashes and some compositors just like show dark red on something, it's implemented that way, then when you lock a session, the Wineland compositor itself should be locked, so when your locker crashes, it should not unlock your session. That is very unfortunate. You also have some extensions like a Linux DMA buff for making buffers for direct memory access with your, for example, graphics devices, and a controversial XDG decoration manager, which GNOME doesn't implement. I think it's one of the few who do not implement it. I mean, I heard the code base is a bit cursed for that. Or compositor specific like layer shell, which allows you to make things like panels, background, using external programs. We implement in a pcomp the decoration manager, but what it all does is telling the program, yeah, I will draw server-side decorations and just not proceeding, not doing it, because you probably do not want to waste space on the little screen with decoration of the window. Okay. So here you can see you can pick any backend you actually want for that, because, again, Wineland is just a protocol, so you have to do some presenting, like allocating buffers. We just use, I think, at least in the library, called dumb buffers, because we do not have a GPU on the router. You can do rendering using, yeah, again, anything. Maybe someone could do DirectX. That would be funny. We use Swappy Pixman for just do software renderization, input management, and a notion of seed when you have like some keyboard display, other devices, which was actually one of the problems of the system compositors, because Wineland can work with like screen, keyboard, mouse, but what about audio device? That's managed in such seed management thing like LoginD, but the Wineland itself isn't. So I hope I wasn't too quick, but it was 25 minutes, so now we have time for questions.
Oh, you have to
okay.
Answer.
Yeah, of course. No question? Of course.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
One question I have is, we are lacking a sufficient replacement for XRDP, which implements something like a multi-seat remote terminal server. Is a compositor thinkable that could implement that?
I didn't hear you well. Can you please be a bit louder?
A multi-seat remote terminal server running on a headless machine. What kind of compositor would be thinkable to implement this?
Multi-seat things. I mean, I once wanted to do some fun with multi-seat, writing my own compositor to implement multi-seat stuff. Because, like, one of the annoying things you can do on Windows, not annoying nice things you can do in Windows, but it's annoying on Linux, is a session handoff. Like, you can just move the session to RDP. Yeah. I don't think there are any things for that, at least right now. The most mature support is for RDP stuff is GNOME, which you can actually get a login and start a new session, but you can just run one session. So if you want to log in as your user, you have to kill it. That's not a nice one, and I hope in the future we actually get some support. It's one of the things the system level composer would solve really nice. Okay. Any more questions?
Here.
Nothing?
I'm here, right in front of you.
Okay, hello.
You mentioned small devices, right? Like those embedded routers. What would you recommend for like Raspberry Pi Zero class of device with some SPI small display? And it should be like single screen application, single window application, like on a small screen, that would start automatically. I don't need any login. I don't need to authenticate the user. I just need to basically start a small device and display some application and take input from the user. What kind of setup would you recommend?
Setup
in terms of how to build this application.
Well, what we do, at least on our routers. You can, by the way, look at a demo. We have a stand here. You can play Doom with it. Well, we just run the system. There is an init script. It runs the compositor.
Well, and, which libraries? Because I checked basically what is available, and it's and you also listed like a dozen of different names, which are completely not telling.
Well, depends. So we develop our own one called PCOM. It's open source. You can use it. Yeah. It should be fine. There are also things like Cache, which also implements similar things for chaos-like deployments. That could also work.
But could we probably sit somewhere together and actually exchange some contacts, because it's difficult to talk.
Any more questions or at all? Okay.